Welcome to AI Insider. So, what's new? What works? What's next? I'm your host, Sophie, bringing you the AI that actually helps you work smarter. Today's episode is powered by SocietyGal, offering free AI prompt engineering workshops so you can go from prompt curious to prompt confident. Grab a seat at the next session and level up your workflow with practical techniques you can use the same day. All right, let's get into it.
Okay, let's unpack this. In today's deep dive, we're tackling a topic that's, well, it's quickly moving from something futuristic to, frankly, an absolute business essential. We're talking about how AI generators are fundamentally reshaping the way we all work. And this isn't really about tomorrow's tech anymore. It's about what's happening, you know, right now. In boardrooms, on factory floors, our mission today is basically to cut through the noise. We want to show you exactly how these powerful tools are acting as a shortcut to efficiency. We'll explore how they're letting businesses automate routine tasks, how they optimize really complex processes, and crucially, how they help make sharper data-driven decisions. We've pulled insights from, well, a whole stack of articles, research papers, real-world case studies, all designed to give you those aha moments, you know, to show the tangible impact AI is having in workflows today. So to kick things off, when we talk about AI generators for workflows, what exactly are we? What does that mean? And why is there this incredible eagerness from businesses, big ones, small startups, to adopt them?
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because what we're seeing isn't just like small improvements. These tools are really designed to fundamentally streamline entire ways of working. At their core, AI generators do this in, I'd say, three critical ways. First, they automate those routine, often repetitive tasks, the stuff that eats up so much human time. Second, they actually optimize the process flows themselves. They find the bottlenecks, suggest better ways. And third, they enable, well, truly intelligent decision-making, using real-time data to make faster, smarter choices. And the why it matters for businesses, it really boils down to unlocking greater value. By taking on those repetitive burdens, these tools minimize manual labor significantly, which, you know, naturally reduces human error. That's huge. And it frees up invaluable human capital. It also, interestingly, improves collaboration across different teams. Make sure information flows, everyone's on the same page. Ultimately, it just lets a business get far more value from its existing talent, its resources. It's really a strategic reallocation of human effort, shifting focus from the mundane, you know, to the really strategic, the creative stuff.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you right, it's about empowering people, giving them a kind of powerful co-pilot for the busy work, maybe, so they can focus on the uniquely human parts of their job. That sounds pretty good.
That's a great way to put it, a co-pilot.
But let's get into the specifics, because this is where it gets really interesting, I think. Can we dive into some concrete examples? How are AI generators actually being used today? Maybe start with process automation. What does that look like? Can you paint a picture? Like, what's a common business process AI is transforming, something listeners might recognize as a pain point?
Absolutely. Think about something really common like expense reporting or maybe customer onboarding. Traditionally, these are multi-step processes, right?
Yeah.
Lots of manual data entry, waiting for approvals, plenty of chances for errors. AI workflow generators step in here. They can automatically design the process, execute it, and even optimize it over time.
Yeah.
So from the moment an employee snaps a photo of a receipt or a new customer signs up, the AI can handle the verification, route it for approval, integrate it with accounting systems, even send out automated follow-ups.
Wow. So it's not just like following a simple script. It's intelligently managing the whole flow.
Precisely. Yeah. And the impact. Oh, it's a massive reduction in manual effort, obviously. But crucially, also a significant drop in human error. Things just become more consistent, more reliable. And the real power, I think, is in their seamless integration. These platforms aren't isolated. They connect directly with the tools a business already uses, your CRM, maybe your ERP system for finance and supply chain, project management tools. This connection ensures data and actions flow smoothly across everything. It creates a really unified, efficient system.
Yeah, I can definitely see the impact there. Imagine that customer service query, you mentioned onboarding, or even a complex hiring process, moving through all its stages almost by itself, consistently, error-free, because
yeah.
AI is orchestrating it. It's like having this incredibly diligent, tireless assistant overseeing every single repetitive step. Okay, so AI streamlines how we do things, but it's also changing what we can produce, right? Let's shift gears a bit. Talk about content generation. This feels like it's exploded recently. Every day there's a new story about AI writing something. How are these generative tools changing the game for businesses there?
Well, it's truly a game changer. Yeah. Generative AI tools are, well, revolutionizing content creation. They let businesses produce all sorts of content with incredible speed and scale. We're talking about drafting initial blog posts, writing detailed product descriptions, generating personalized marketing emails, producing social media updates, even creating foundational marketing materials like ad copy, pretty much anything text-based. And the beauty of it is how it works. You give the AI a simple prompt, maybe some context, like key features of a product and who it's for, and it can spit out, you know, a pretty polished, grammatically correct piece of content. This frees up human teams dramatically. Instead of someone spending hours drafting, say, a dozen versions of a product description for a website, they can hand that mechanical task off to the AI, which then lets them focus their energy on strategy, on creative direction, making sure the brand voice is right, deeper customer engagement. It really does reallocate human talent to where it adds that unique strategic value.
That's a compelling argument for efficiency, freeing up minds from the drafting drudgery. But it's not just automating single tasks or generating text, is it? AI is also stepping into more complex decision-making and even helping teams interact smarter. Let's talk about decision intelligence. How is AI moving beyond just reporting data to actually making or at least recommending decisions?
Right. This is where AI starts acting less like an assistant and more like a genuine strategic partner, especially with the sheer amount of data businesses have now. AI-driven analytics are built to digest huge amounts of real-time business data. That's the starting point. But instead of just showing you a dashboard, these systems actually recommend optimal process adjustments based on patterns, insights they've learned. They can even automate approvals for certain routine, low-risk decisions, or enable predictive actions, basically seeing potential issues or needs coming and acting before they become problems.
Okay, that's a powerful shift from just reporting. But how do businesses build trust in that, especially for critical decisions? I mean, letting an AI make automated decisions, are there guardrails? Or areas where a human always needs to be in the loop?
That's an excellent point, and a critical one. Trust is absolutely paramount. Most mature AI decision intelligence platforms have pretty robust guardrails built in. This usually includes defining clear boundaries, you know, what the AI can decide on its own, requiring human review for anything above certain risk or value thresholds, and often they provide full audit trails so you can see exactly why the AI made a certain recommendation or decision. Look, the idea isn't really to just hand over control completely. It's about augmenting human decision makers. The AI handles the high volume, repetitive decisions where its speed and accuracy are just, well, better. This frees up the human experts to focus on the really nuanced high stakes calls, things that need empathy, ethical judgment, or genuinely new strategic thinking. This capability gives businesses a real boost in agility, a competitive edge in fast moving markets. It lets them be nimble in ways that would be impossible otherwise.
That makes sense. A collaborative approach, really. And thinking about even more complex situations, how do AI generators handle these really intricate workflows, the ones that cross multiple departments? I've heard about platforms using something called agentic AI. What does that actually mean for, you know, for our listener?
Yeah, good question. Platforms like Moveworks are great examples here. They're tackling what we call complex workflow management.
Mm-hmm.
And they use this agentic AI. Think of it like a really smart orchestrator. It doesn't just follow a fixed script. It can intelligently understand diverse requests, make decisions that involve multiple systems on the fly, and crucially, it can take action autonomously. It's almost like it anticipates the next step in a complex process that spans different departments.
Okay, so let me try and connect that for our listener. Imagine an IT support request, not just a password reset, something more complex. Maybe it needs info not just from IT, but also from HR for employee status, maybe finance for budget approval, perhaps asset management to track a device. Normally that's a nightmare, right? Slow, involves multiple people, emails back and forth, different systems.
Exactly. A total headache.
Right. So the AI can orchestrate all those steps seamlessly, making it feel like one quick interaction for the user.
That's the goal. Yeah. A massive leap in efficiency and, frankly, in the user's experience, too.
Definitely. And one last area here, collaboration. How does AI help human teams work together better, especially on projects involving multiple departments? It sounds like it could simplify things, but maybe also introduce new complexities.
That's a fair question.
Hmm.
But AI generators are proving really valuable for what we call smart collaboration, especially for those multi-step projects involving, say, finance, HR, IT, sales, all needing to coordinate. The AI can help establish clear workflows right from the start. It can map out who needs to do what and when. Then it can prompt task delegation, make sure everyone knows their part. It monitors progress against deadlines and triggers automated notifications when actions are needed or milestones are hit.
Ah, so maybe fewer endless email chains trying to figure out who dropped the ball or where things stand.
Exactly that. This kind of structured yet dynamic approach helps complex projects move forward efficiently. projects that might otherwise get bogged down in communication gaps, or just endless manual follow-ups. It brings greater transparency for everyone involved. It's almost like having a real-time, intelligent project manager that, you know, never sleeps, keeps everyone on track without adding to their admin load. There was a recent study, actually, showing teams using these AI collaboration tools reported something like a 25% reduction in missed deadlines and a 15% improvement in cross-departmental communication. Tangible results.
Those are definitely numbers that get attention. Okay, so let's try and bring this all together. What does this all mean for the bottom line, for how we should think about work in the next few years? What are those big, tangible benefits that businesses can expect from bringing these AI generators on board?
Well, the benefits are significant and, like you said, quantifiable. Let's start with productivity. Businesses strategically using AI workflow generators are reporting efficiency gains, anywhere from 20 to 40% in those automated processes. There was one report I saw highlighting a mid-sized logistics company. They automated order processing with AI. The result? They cut manual handling errors by 30% and reduced processing time by nearly 40%. That translates directly into cost savings and, importantly, faster delivery for their customers. And it's not just speed, remember. It's also that big reduction in errors, which improves service quality.
Right. And beyond just making individual tasks faster, what about scalability? Businesses grow, things change. How do AI generators help a company adapt without having to constantly rebuild everything?
Yeah, scalability is a really key differentiator. These AI generators are, by their nature, designed to adapt. They're built for evolving business needs. So they enable rapid scaling. You can integrate them with new teams, expanding departments, different digital platforms, usually without needing a massive overhaul or significant retooling. As the business grows or new tools come online, the AI systems can learn and integrate relatively quickly. It means efficiency isn't necessarily lost during growth spurts or big changes. It's about building a more robust, flexible operational core that can grow with your ambitions. And, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, one of the most exciting benefits, I think, and one people sometimes miss, is enhanced creativity. A lot of people worry AI will stifle human creativity, right?
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
But actually, the research coming out suggests it can profoundly enhance it. By using generative AI for, say, content creation or even strategic brainstorming, teams get freed from the mundane, the repetitive stuff. They can suddenly ideate, test concepts, deploy personalized campaigns or solutions much, much faster.
Yeah.
I heard about this small marketing agency. They were just drowning in client reporting, manual, tedious work. They brought in AI to automate the data pulling and draft the initial reports. Suddenly, their team had hours back each week, and they spent that time on actual client strategy, on creative campaign ideas, not report formatting.
That's a really compelling and, frankly, optimistic outlook, one I think many people want to believe. But, you know, for some, the idea of AI tackling creative tasks, it still raises concerns. Originality, maybe even job displacement for human creatives. What does the research say about those anxieties? How do we make sure AI genuinely augments creativity rather than, I don't know, overshadowing it?
Yeah, those anxieties are completely valid. And it's a really critical discussion that's happening right now. What the research seems to consistently point towards is that AI isn't replacing the need for human creativity. It's reshaping how creativity is applied. The most successful uses see AI as a co-creator, a tool for rapid iteration, for generating ideas, maybe breaking through creative blocks. Think about a graphic designer. They might use AI to generate, say, hundreds of logo variations in minutes. Then they apply their human expertise, their taste, their understanding of the client to refine the most promising ones.
Right.
Or a writer might use AI for a first draft or just for brainstorming different angles. Then they inject their unique voice, the nuance, the emotional intelligence that AI, frankly, still lacks. So the focus shifts, you see, from generating the raw material to guiding it, refining it, strategizing around it. It means human ingenuity isn't wasted on the repetitive parts, but is unleashed for higher level problem solving, innovative design, real strategic thinking. It can actually lead to more experimentation, bolder ideas. The key, really, is designing workflows that keep human oversight and creative direction central, letting AI handle the volume and the speed, but humans steer the ship.
That's a thoughtful distinction. Yeah, that resonates. So we've seen how these AI generators aren't just small tweaks. They are fundamentally reshaping how tasks get done, how decisions are made, how teams collaborate right across an organization. It's a pretty profound shift we're witnessing.
It absolutely is. And this, I think, raises a really important question for you, our listener, to maybe ponder. As AI continues to get more sophisticated, more deeply integrated into our daily work, what new skills are going to become truly essential for us, for human employees? And perhaps even more importantly, how can we best prepare ourselves to work with these intelligent systems, to really see them as powerful partners rather than just working alongside them? How do we do that to truly maximize the potential for innovation and efficiency in our own jobs, our own fields? Something to think about.
That's a wrap on AI Insider. If this helped, share it with a friend who still copy-pastes between tabs like it's 2012. Big thanks to Society Gal. Don't miss their free AI prompt engineering workshops to sharpen your skills fast. Subscribe for what's new, what works, and what's next. See you next time.